Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Wednesday, April 20th, 2011. The Palestine News Network reports that extremist settlers handed out an eviction notice to 10 families living in Sheikh Jarrah in East Jerusalem on Tuesday. Also on Tuesday, the Palestinian Center for Human Rights, PCHR, reported that Abdul Rizik, 52, died in a Gaza prison. He had been arrested on the previous Thursday. His family were informed by the Gazan police that he had died on Tuesday, but the circumstances of the death are not yet known. Israeli sources reported that the police arrested 4 Arab lawyers from the north of the country in recent weeks on suspicion that they delivered messages from detained Islamic Jihad detainees to the movement's representatives in the Gaza Strip and the other way around. On Tuesday, Hamas forces raided a building in an attempt to arrest several suspects. In the murder of Italian activist Vittorio Arrigoni last week. When the suspects shot at the security forces, a shootout ensued, and 2 suspects were killed, according to local sources. In addition, a 3rd suspect was arrested by the Hamas security forces. The 2 suspects who were killed were identified as Abdul Rahman al-Braizat and Bilal al-Omari, and the suspect who was arrested was identified as Mahmoud Mohammed Nemer Salfit. Egyptian Al-Ahram newspaper reported that a new European mediator has started mediation talks for the release of prisoner of war Corporal Gilad Shalit, captured by the resistance in Gaza since mid-June 2006. The paper quoted an anonymous Hamas source who refused to declare the nationality of the new mediator, but said that the mediator has, so far, shown fairness, honesty and creativity. Gerhard Konrad was the former mediator in the Shalit talks. The Miles of Smiles 3 humanitarian convoy is preparing to head to the Gaza Strip as preparations and coordination between several international human rights groups and local Palestinian organisations are underway for the 3rd convoy. The convoy will attempt to deliver medical equipment, incubators, stretchers and ambulance equipment, 3 vehicles equipped for transporting persons with special needs, first aid kits and urgently needed medical equipment and medications. Palestinian medical sources in Iraq Burin village near the northern West Bank city of Nablus reported on Tuesday evening that 1 resident was shot and another wounded after a group of extremist Israeli settlers attacked the village and broke into his home. Dozens of armed settlers of the nearby Bracha illegal settlement attacked several homes in the village and fired dozens of rounds of live ammunition. Israeli TV, Channel 2, reported on Tuesday at night that an Australian man of Saudi descent was arrested at Ben-Gurion Airport on suspicion that he had intended to spy on Israel on behalf of the Hamas movement. That sums up our news for today. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Center. For more updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. This report has been brought to you by Hussam Khassis and me, David Steele.